Alrighty. Today, injury-wise, Larry Asante was limited today with a shoulder and a quad. Terrell Brown did not practice today with a foot and an ankle. Chimichekwa was limited today with a shoulder. Andre Holmes was limited today with a shoulder. Brian Leonard did not practice with a concussion. Denarius Moore did not practice with a knee and an ankle. Pat Sims was limited today with a shoulder. Menelik Watson did not practice today with a foot and an ankle. And Nico Thorpe was full today with a hand.
Streeter wasn't out there when we were out there. Is there anything?
He was a little bit sore, and I didn't put him out there today. So we'll see where we are.
When did Denarius get hurt?
It was Denarius got he suffered an injury away from the building.
Okay.
Is Terrell Brown's foot situation the same as last week, or was it related to that nasty fall that he took?
A little bit of both, a little bit of both. I mean, the fall in the game made it a little bit more sore, so we kept him off of it today.
Going back to Moore, did he get into a car accident or something
no,
like that?
No.
Is the change you talked a little bit about dealing with the 10 a.m. start on Monday, is that the change in practice time? Is that what was the thought process going into it?
The thought process in that was done through research, here, looking back in the past on, between some of the things that I've done, some of the things that they've done here, just playing games into that, into that time zone a little bit on a one-day trip. This is a one-day trip, which we're leaving on Saturday for, and it's a noon start there, which really makes it an East Coast game for us, on the body clock. So what I wanted to do is I wanted to make sure that everything that we did, got us to the practice field in the next couple days at 10 a.m. So practice will start at the time of the game, for our bodies, and this way here we start to get accustomed to that a little bit. We got to get our guys up a little bit earlier. Now they'll be out of the building a little bit earlier, and they got to get off their feet, and get the proper rest that way, so that on Sunday, when that rolls around, really that 7:30 a.m. wake up call to go to the stadium, technically we've already done that three times.
That storm coming in tomorrow, is that going to affect practice?
I could, we certainly have prepared for it, and we've made some, we have some alternate plans right now, if that has to happen, but, it certainly could affect practice for us.
And off the facility?
We may have to, yes.
You've probably been through the situation a few times where you've played a team and then played them again very quickly, because you just having played the Chiefs a few weeks ago. Mm-hmm. You've been your experience that teams change a lot, or they just do what they do best? What are the approaches that you use to, without divulging secrets, obviously, but what generally happens?
No, I mean, I think you got to look at, what they've done in their last couple weeks, maybe what we've done in our last few weeks since the last time that we played the game. I mean, there is some, some different tells there. I mean, obviously, the last time that we were getting ready to play, Kansas City, they were coming in here and they had won, several games in a row. So we kind of had to look back and see some of the things that they've done recently, and then, we had to evaluate ourselves too here and what we did good in that game, what we didn't do very well in that game. But, there'll be obviously changes to the plan, taking a look at some of the things that they're doing right now.